Come on, dude. Just take one hit. Don't you want to be cool? Hey, man. What are you doing?
I'm so high. Nothing can hurt me.
No!
Marijuana kills.
Two guys with beards, one guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. This is Chris in Dallas, and joining me as always are the following two members of the podcast. The first being
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
Wait a minute, why is he the first?
Because that's how it goes.
Whatever. This is Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm first.
No.
And this week on Beer Coasters, our show, we are getting...
Can we do this all over again? Can we do this all over again? Because later in the show, we're going to be pretty messed up.
Yeah. We might have to retake it at the end. So, the subject of our show this week is high alcohol beers. So, anything above 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Which means...
Yeah, we may not even remember to save this podcast, so you may never even hear this right now.
So hopefully you're yeah, whatever.
Episode 31 will be another one locked in the catacombs.
Another, one of the lost episodes.
Lost in the ethos. Fermentation conversation. Stone, yes. Brewing Company's Double Bastard.
Yeah.
Which we're actually going to kind of break up into two little reviews. Me and Mike will do one.
Two
and then later
bastards.
On in the podcast, where we would normally do our backwash segment, we actually have Mike and Crazy Dave doing a vertical tasting of the 08 and the 09 Double Bastard.
Actually, it's me. Toby's doing it, not me.
Crazy Dave.
What did I say?
You said
me. Mike.
Oh, I'm doing it.
My bad. Toby.
Are you sure you don't want to start over again?
He forgets about me.
Yeah. I'm good. Then we'll move into some hop topics, and then for the tasting flight, Mike, what are you trying?
Ooh, for my tasting flight, I am going to try Rock Art Brewery's Vermonster.
Hey, we remember that
one
guy.
One of the most famous beers in the country right now.
Yes. One of the more famous craft beers due to some legal battles that we spoke of on previous podcasts.
Toby, what are you trying?
I'm trying Beer Valley's Black Flag Imperial Stout.
That's where I want to grow old. Beer Valley.
Well, it's East Oregon.
It's so. Like right next to the malt lakes and the hop forest.
Yeah. Yeah. The jolly hop forest.
Sounds like a wonderful
We're
land.
We're like just describing utopia right now. It's Beervana, man. It's Beervana.
Yeah.
The speaking of utopias, that's another high alcohol beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the for me this week, my
it's a little too out of our price range for this podcast.
For this show,
no, I'm getting one soon. Although I won't be drinking it on the show. I'll tell you about it though.
Oh, sweet. I hope so.
He'll ship us little
Boulevard.
Thimbles.
Yeah.
So we could have a little sip.
For my tasting flight this week, I'm doing the Boulevard Smokestack Series Bourbon Barrel Quad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty intense.
Should be interesting.
Very it sounds limited, hefty.
Limited edition, numbered, handcrafted style bottle, whatnot. But sounds really good. Then we'll move into our tweet of the week.
We
hit some backwash. Actually, we're not hitting backwash this week. We didn't get any. So
we do. We got a little bit. No.
Oh, okay. Not that I was aware of, because normally we would put that sort of stuff in the program guide. Mm. But since it's not there, I'm going off the assumption that we don't have any.
Okay. Yes, we have some backwash.
Apparently, we do have some backlash.
Oh, Mike, did you do the program guide today?
He did.
I started it.
So the and then we'll move into our last call and give you our pint ratings and wrap things up. And you guys ain't got nothing else?
I got. Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah. Since the fermentation conversation. Yeah. No, I don't. Well, then
let's... All right, I'm up. I'm ready to drink some beer. What happened?
Oh, I'm up.
Are we podcasting?
Okay. All right, so for our fermentation conversation this week, we are trying the Stone Double Bastard 2009 edition. At least me and Mike are. Toby has a separate segment where he actually did a vertical tasting of the 2008 and the 2009 with Crazy Dave. So we'll check that out in a bit.
Pre-recorded.
Yeah. The brewery is Stone Brewing out of Escondido, California.
Right San Diego County.
San Diego. the website being www.stonebrew.com. The style is an American strong ale. This beer has an ABV of 10.5, so nice, hearty little bit of alcohol there.
It's strong.
It is strong. IBUs and the ingredients are highly classified as to Stone's recent employment with the Pentagon, apparently, which would also be its interesting note. So the beer rating of 100... That's right.
Folks. Also explains 100. Why we don't have a fourth beer coaster.
That's right.
At least you never hear them.
Yeah. The rate beer rating of 100 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it an A, and the Alstrom Brothers give it an A+. So wow. A very highly rated beer, one that I am very anxiously looking forward to cracking open, and one that I will do so right now along with Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
All right.
Oh. What's that shirt you're wearing there, Chris?
Oh, I would have on the Stone 9th Anniversary t-shirt.
Oh,
did
yeah.
They pay you to wear that for this episode?
They did not. I hadn't thought about that. Although, if they would like to, they can go to the website, which is www.beercoasterspodcast.com, and down on the bottom there's a little tips button. So if they would like to donate to our beer fund, you can leave a tip right on the website. Oh, and anybody else out there that wants to do that, they can do that as well.
Yeah. Or send us beer. Those people can send
us beer. Or send us beer. That would work also.
Because that's just where the money's going anyway.
Right.
So on the pour, I have sort of an amber-orange color. It's actually a little more orange than I expected to be.
Apple cider-ish.
Yeah.
I would say.
Seems like I remember getting this in the past. It was a much more red.
Mm.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm just remembering wrong. But yeah, fairly orangish. Orange. No head whatsoever. I didn't get any head at all.
No, I had like just a little film on the top that's basically gone. But surprisingly enough, there's still some lacing going on because it's kind of a rim around the glass. I'm using a wine glass, by the way. I wanted to use kind of a smaller snifter type glass. And
I'm using a sort of goblet style.
Hmm.
On the nose, I'm getting some cherry, nice malty sweetness.
I'm getting maybe some apple, even.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some apple in there.
Definitely.
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 Right off the bat.
Right off the bat, getting a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of citrus.
It's got kind of a maltiness. You can kind of smell that there's some alcohol in there, too.
Yeah, but even I'm getting some hoppiness in there.
Hmm.
I'm take a sip.
Maybe some caramel too. Some caramel maltiness.
Oh, tasty.
Hmm. That's a very nice. Wow. It's got a good bite to it, good bitterness.
But yeah, nice and hoppy on the taste, much hoppier than I got on the nose.
I'm even getting, now that I taste it, almost smell almost pineapple.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I can see that. Like a grassy pineapple. I like the mouthfeel. It's got a, it's rich, but it's got a good bitter bite.
Yeah, it's really well balanced because it's got that malty sweetness, full mouthfeel, mm-hmm. along with that light, crisp, citrusy hop taste.
Yeah. Wow. This is a good beer. It's just a lot of rich, caramely. I'm getting, like I said, that there's a. It's not like your normal, like you get the grapefruit type citrus. I can honestly smell and taste almost like a pineapple type flavor to it. It's got that. Yeah, the malt's maybe a little candy-ish, but there's not a lot of sweetness to it.
I disagree. I'm getting quite a bit of sweetness. What would you pair this with?
Well, the pairing that I have, I'm not happy with now that I'm tasting the beer here, because it's just a lot richer. I don't know. I'm thinking some kind of dessert. Honestly, even like an apple pie, I think would go good with this beer. I mean, this sounds kind of strange, but...
Apple pie with cheese on top?
I can see that. It's funny you say that.
Maybe like a Gruyere or something like that.
It's funny you say that because for
baked on the top of it.
For my pairing, it would definitely be like a really sharp cheese plate.
Yeah.
Like some good Parmesan and Asiago, and like Gruyere is a good one. Nice something with some bite to it would be a really good cheese plate with some salami. Maybe a little olive tapenade.
Really, really liking the maltiness in this.
Yeah, I agree.
Very tasty. I am going to enjoy drinking the rest of this beer.
As will I. Toby, too bad. You already had yours. You want to talk some now?
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Hop Topics.
And welcome to our Hop Topic segment.
That's what I said.
I'm still enjoying the double bastard.
Yes, as am I.
It's so tasty. Hey, Toby, how's your... Oh, sorry.
I said, ha-ha.
So, Mike, what do you got for your Hop Topic this week?
Me, already. All right. This one comes from the Boston Herald. This is bostonherald.com. And the title of this is
Boston Yeah.
Taste Holiday Cheer.
Heralding.
So I should do this one with the accent, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
All right, this one's Taste Holiday Cheer with Gritty McDuff's Christmas Sale. There's nothing quite like Santa serving up some beer for the holiday spirit following. Okay, so it's not the real Santa. Can't do this.
They even write it like that. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So this is Gritty McDuff's Christmas Ale. It's actually back again this year. It's their seasonal ale. It's available in Massachusetts and basically all of New England. And this is a brown ale, I believe. I think that's what it says. And I just wanted to bring that up because this may possibly be my tasting fight for next week. So, check it out. Gritty McDuff's Christmas Ale.
It's not a brown ale. It's an ESB.
You are correct, sir. They talk later down here. It says brown ale. Yes, it is.
Yeah, they have ESB. The Gritty's Best Brown Ale. They have some other ones, but.
Yeah.
It sounds tasty.
It's their
tasty.
Christmas ESB.
Cool.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll be able to pick up some of that and
if I can find
how it is,
I will buy it and try it and let you know what I think.
And
all right, tell me what you got.
I was going to talk about the latest releases of the 2010s Private Reserve or the Brewmaster's Reserve releases for Full Sail Brewing Company out of Hood River, Oregon.
releasing.
So they've got the Hop Pursuit Extra Pale Ale, which is replacing their Keel Hauler Scottish Ale, which is available mid-March to June. You can find those in 22s and on draft. The Spotless IPA is replacing their Grand Son of Spot IPA. That's available June through September. The Sanctuary Belgian Style Double is replacing their Vesuvius Belgian Style Golden Ale, which is available mid-August to November. And to throw in a couple more, the Slipknot Imperial IPA is January to mid-March. The Full Sail Imperial Stout, March to April. The Hop Pursuit Extra Pale is available mid-March to June. And the Lupulin Fresh Hop Ale, which is available mid-September to November. Wreck the Halls is their holiday beer, which is a 6.5%, 68 IBU. It's their annual favorite hoppy holiday ale, aggressive yet sublime. And to go back to their even more special releases, they've got the Old Boarhead Barley Wine still going out. And the Top Sail Bourbon Imperial Stout comes out.
I'm
in
a
February.
Little worried.
That's a lot of beer.
Why is that?
About I'm worried about Spot.
Spot?
Yeah, because apparently the grandson of Spot is now Spotless.
Ah.
And I'm worried. What happened to the Spot?
I don't know where it went.
Okay.
These are the jokes, folks.
Makes sense
these
in
are
my
the
head.
Jokes.
Well, you can find more information about them at fullsailbrewing.com.
Great. So, for my hot topic this week, I am talking about
I swear we've done at least 30 episodes before this one. I swear we have.
So a while back in one of our Hot Topic segments, back early in the show, I think, we had talked about the Cicerone program, which is part of what the Craft Beer Institute puts on in order to certify. So it's sort of the beer equivalent of the wine sommelier.
Mm-hmm.
So they just awarded their first ever Master Cicerone, which is the top level, can't get any higher.
That's so high!
One in the world at this point.
Wow.
To Andrew Van Til. He's an account manager for Elite Brands Michigan, a division of CKL Corporation. So one of the beer distributors in Michigan, I'm assuming. So he earned the certification through a series of exams, culminating with 2 days of intense written and oral questioning about beer styles, draft systems, beer evaluation, brewing technology, and beer and food pairings.
Wow.
On November 5th and 6th. So pretty cool. The Cicerone program, if you don't know about it, was founded in 2007. And like I said, it's sort of the beer world's equivalent of the sommelier program, which is sort of the institution's way of proving that you know what you're talking about.
Professional taster, pretty much, right?
Yeah, taster, and not just tasting, but they also have a thorough knowledge of
the systems and the all the hardware, essentially,
and mostly the presentation side of it. So, you know, tap lines and how to effectively run the front end of the presentation, so to speak. So from the pour to the tasting to, you know, they don't focus so much on the brewing side of things as, you know, after the brewer's done with it, this guy knows everything about what goes on from that point.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like from the keg to the table, so to speak.
Yeah. So, but it sounds like a really cool program. It's actually something that I was interested in possibly getting into.
I think if they're just, you know, awarding the master now, it seems like it'd be kind of a good time to get in. You know, just because there's only X amount of people. It just seems like it'd be kind of a good time. Because it's going to be something that
there's going to be more jobs available for this type of thing in higher end restaurants.
Yeah, it says that they've given out, they've done about 1,000 exams, and they've given out about 800 of the first title, which is certified beer server. And they've
that doesn't
done
sound
about
like a very nice title. I don't like
yeah.
that.
then they've done only 75 out of those 1,000 exams. They've done 75 have achieved the certified Cicerone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Van Til was the first one to get the master Cicerone, and he was actually there were 7 people that took the test, and he was the only one that passed. So. You know, it sounds like it's a pretty rough program, and you know, really trying to get the best of the best. Doesn't like they look like they cut any corners or give any leeway. It's really, you know, and I know the wine sommelier is the same sort of process. You know, it is the best of the best. In order to get to that point, you have to really actually know what you're talking about. You can't just BS your way through it like we do on this show.
Exactly.
So
maybe someday we'll have our black belts in beer.
Exactly.
So congratulations to Andrew Van Til.
Absolutely. If you ever want to come on and talk with us about beer, we'd be more than willing. So just send us an email, because I know you're listening.
Yeah. Or you give us tons and tons of backwash on what we're doing wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I was drinking some of my Double Bastard. If you guys don't have anything else, we can move into drinking some more of that tasty beverage we like to call beer.
But I still have so much Double Bastard.
I'm so glad I'm last, so I can actually finish this and move on to my other one and get really drunk.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Hey, Mikey.
How about you drinking some of our monster?
All right, I'll drink some of my monster.
Okay. My beer this week is Rock Art Brewery's Vermonster. It is from Rock Art Brewery.
Hey, I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, we talked about this one a little bit and about Monster Energy drink trying to come down on the little guy. And guess who won? The little guy.
The little guy!
That's right.
Woo-hoo!
So I'm going to be reviewing the little guy.
Yeah, because I'm such a little guy.
This is
anyway.
Like I said, this is Rock Art Brewery out of Morrisville, Vermont. Their website is rockartbrewery.com. This beer was created to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the brewery. And it is actually the big brother to the Ridge Runner, which is their other barley wine. So this is kind of a bigger, bolder barley wine to celebrate their 10th anniversary. And I say bigger, bolder, as in using 110 pounds of malt per barrel for this beer. This is 10% ABV, and the IBUs on this is 100. And this is, if I didn't mention it already, a barley wine or barley style wine. The Rate Beer rates this 88 out of 100, and Beer Advocate users rate this see what high ABV does to you? Beer Plus.
That makes total sense. I don't know why you didn't just go with that.
I like that. Beer Plus. We got to use that. That's it. Trademark Beer Coaster Podcast. Beer Plus.
That's right.
Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Allstrom brothers, even after all the controversy and all the legal battles, have not weighed in on this beer.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm so disappointed.
I am, too. Now I can honestly say, and I will say this, and that I am disappointed in the Allstrom brothers. I am. It hurts a little. I can feel my heart. It hurts. Maybe that's just heartburn. Anyway, I'm going to crack open the beer.
Maybe that's some Double Bastard.
Yes. All right, here we
creeping
go.
Back up.
I'm very excited to try the Vermonster. We've talked about it so much.
rich
it's like color. Early it's Christmas a, for
it,
you.
Yeah. It is darker than the Double Bastard. Very similar in color, but darker. Got that very dark apple juicy or apple cider type color. Big hoppy aroma. Some citric. Citric. Did I say citric? I did.
Citric acid.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of a citric acid kind of. Citrusy fruitiness.
See, Chris, I told you this show was going to be interesting.
We're coming out with all kinds of new words.
Citric and such.
Maybe some toffee, like an English toffee. A little bit of brown sugar, which is always good.
Brown sugar, babe.
There's something... There's something else. There's this very, very familiar smell in there. And I can't quite get it. A little bit of caramel. Man, there's something in there. I'll figure it out maybe after I take a couple sips. Which
cat
I'm going to do. I'm going to take a couple sips.
The cat urine?
No.
You sure?
Mm. Down in Florida, there used to be a plant we used to call cat piss junipers. It had that those little pine type plants and trees that smelled like cat piss, and it was horrible. Anyway, I'm gonna get back to the beer. I'm gonna take a sip.
Did you eat them like I ate sour flowers?
No.
There's some cat piss junipers out back. Just eat those.
Well, people used to make fun of me for eating them because they'd say. You know, cats pee on those, right?
Wow, I took a sip and I forgot. With the aromas and everything, I completely forgot it was a barley wine.
Blew you back.
And I took a sip and nope, that's a barley wine.
That is a barley wine.
The alcohol's there. You know what that smell is? It's...
cat piss?
It's aspirin.
Ah...
It's like almost like a candy kind of aspirin.
Aspirin? Huh. Like a vitamin-y? Vitamin-y flavor?
Or smell? Like a candy. It's the only thing I can come up with. It's like a candy aspirin.
Well, they're candy-coated, so they go down easier.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's why this beer's going down
so
easier.
So they appear to appeal.
So, forget it. So on. Yes. I love the high ABV show. So as far as the flavor goes, I'm getting kind of a bitter caramel. That's kind of a strange combination, but that's what's coming to my tongue here. A little bit of that citrus, a little pine. There's some alcohol warming, but it's pretty balanced overall.
It is just completely falling apart, isn't it?
I'm doing okay.
Mike, you're doing great.
Thank you. There's some... Fantastic. That maltiness is definitely coming through. That's some big malt character. It's not your average barley wine by any means. When you take a first sip, you realize that that's the kind of style that they're trying to go for. It's good. It's got some drinkability. It's, I would say kind of a medium body, maybe medium to full. And I can get that bitterness. It's kind of lingering, like on the kind of the back end. If I were going to pair this with anything, I think like maybe a good cookie, like with maybe like some kind of lemon and ginger or some kind of... gingerbread with lemon. It's something lemon and ginger, I think, would
cookie.
Go good with this.
Lemon poppy seed pound cake.
All right. Well, there you go.
Cookie.
Lemon poppy seed pound cake. Cookie Monster cake. Can we get him on the show?
Maybe he can. Well, let's see. Between Sipping Bear and the Beer Jargon guy.
I know. Yes.
Maybe.
But
what's that one? Chugging Wolf?
We finally
Chugging Wolf?
Well, whatever. It was like Sipping Bear's like nephew or something. I can't remember what it was.
Chugging Wolf.
But yeah, that's it. It's the Vermonster. Finally got a chance to try it. It's
the infamous Vermonster.
Yes, the infamous Vermonster. It's pretty good. I have to say, not bad at all.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Excuse me.
Great way to introduce yourself there, Chris.
Excuse me. As opposed to the mooing you guys do every week.
Oh, wait. Oh, never mind.
Nah, forget.
So my beer for this week, it comes from Boulevard Brewing. This is part of their Smokestack series. I am doing the Bourbon Barrel Quad, the BBQ.
That's funny.
I don't know why that just struck me. It's funny.
That's what they call it.
The BBQ.
That's very beer coasters of them.
Boulevard Brewing out of Kansas City, Missouri.
There you go.
www.blvdbeer.com. The style is a Belgian quad. Has an ABV of 11.8, which I think makes it the highest ABV of the week.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Yeah.
Don't have any information on the IBUs or the ingredients. A quick
way to do your homework, man.
Dude, it's not my fault if it ain't online.
Would we get some backwash if I said Kansas City barbecue is better than Texas barbecue?
I totally agree.
Sweet, all you beer coaster listening Texans, backwash us.
So the Bourbon Barrel Quad from Boulevard, it's based loosely on the Smokestack Series 6th glass, which is one of their other sort of year-round Smokestack series. This one that I got, the Bourbon Barrel Quad, is actually a limited edition. In fact, they made, for whatever reason, they made 11,248 bottles. And I have bottle number 197.
It's all the fit in the van.
Nice. Yeah.
I have bottle 197, which is pretty low. I looked on Beer Advocate, and a lot of people were talking in like the 900s. So mine's a pretty low number. So one of the first bottles bottled. Has a rate beer rating of 97.
8 bottles.
Yeah. Has a rate beer rating of 97. Beer Advocate users rating of an A-, and the Alstrom Brothers have not tried this one. With that, I'm going to go ahead and...
Damn Alstrom Brothers.
Cracker.
You call him Cracker.
Cracker.
Popper.
It is corked, so it's popping a little bit. I'm using kind of a small goblet style.
Is it dopeness popping off?
It is dopeness popping off. And the bastard son of...
Sorry, I don't know what that means.
Something.
Primus Brown.
Primus Brown, that was it. Dopeness popping off. He was the bastard son of Primus Brown. Anyway,
this is not too many people that know what the...
Dude, I don't know that anybody knows what that is.
That's sweet. I want to get some backwash on that.
Nice golden color. Very similar to the Arrogant Bastard, and then it's got that sort of orange... Not the Arrogant Bastard, the Double
Isn't
Bastard.
Isn't that crazy? Have you noticed that? It's like with all the beers of these high ABVs, it's very similar in color.
Yeah. Has about a single finger of head. Ooh.
Can we play that?
So one other thing that I forgot to mention when I was talking about the beer at the beginning is what they do is they take... it's an Abbey-style quadruple, and then after fermentation... Or during fermentation, they ferment it on top of cherries.
Mm.
And then after the fermentation, they put it in bourbon barrels.
I do that and then, once a week.
Yeah. And then they age the barrels at different lengths of time and then sort of figure out which ones are the best and then do sort of a blend. So that's, and I say that the reason I just remembered is because the minute I take a whiff of it, I get those cherries. The scent is very indicative of a quad Belgian style, sort of that sour note. Cherries.
Chris said indicative.
Hey. My vocabulary expands when I've had a little bit more to drink.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy.
Higher the ABV, the larger the vocabulary.
We should get that beer dragon guy drunk once in a while.
That would be cool. Drunk beer dragon guy. That'd be funny.
So cherries.
We should have him on the show to review beer sometime.
Just in general, dark fruits, some sweetness. Maybe a little bit of vanilla notes in there.
How can you have dark sweetness of vanilla?
Oh.
Dark sweetness.
Okay, I'm going to take a little bit of a sip.
Yeah. Take a sip, yeah.
Take a sip. Oh, it's very nice because when I was...
It's very nice.
On the nose, you get a lot of sort of those vinegary, sour notes. But in the taste, it's not there. And that's good because it's not supposed to be. It shouldn't be a sour beer.
And it's a quad. It's a Belgian quad, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. There's some, those cherries are there. It's a little bit of toffee and a little bit of that vanilla that I was talking about.
Can I just say that the Belgians really knew what they were talking about when it came to beer? I'm just saying. No. Abbey Styles. Doubles, triples, quads. It's very nice.
Maybe a little brown sugar. And a little bit of that woodiness. Like you can taste that it was aged in barrels as opposed to big vats, I guess.
Like bourbon barrels, perhaps?
Yeah. A nice woody flavor. It's tasty. If I was going to pair this with something...
Pair it with another Boulevard Smokestack Series Bourbon Barrel Quad.
There you go. I don't know what I would pair this with. I would probably pair it with... Oh, man.
You can do it. We have fate. Come on.
God. I don't know. Is it, like a tart. Like a mixed fruit tart. Is kind of what I'm feeling. It's because it has some of that... Or like a cherry tart. So some of the cherry flavors, a little bit of the candy sugar. Yeah, I think that's probably where I would sit with this. Like a cherry tart. Yeah, that's what I think.
We got some sweet tooth science.
Beer Coaster Chris
podcast here.
Way to close that segment. All right.
What? Are we doing a show? Huh? Is this a podcast? What? Show. Sweet. Like we
said, this is an excuse to drink some beer once a week.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we? Howdy there, folks. I'm getting fucked up, bitches. So for my tasting flight today, the one I'm going to get fucked up on.
What you drinking, sober boy?
I'm trying Beer Valley Brewing Company's Black Flag Imperial Stout. That's Beer Valley. They're from Ontario, Oregon. They've been brewing since 2007, although I think there's something like the head brewer guy started it in 2005, but he didn't actually start brewing till 2007, something like that. You can find more information about them at www.beervalleybrewing.com. This has an ABV of 11% with 100-plus IBUs.
Whoa, now, the style, off the charts.
The style normally calls for 50 to 80, so this is a little...
Sorry, I missed... What was the style again?
An Imperial Stout.
Sweet.
You should probably try and serve this at 50 to 55 bitter. Degrees.
Jesus.
You can find these...
Yes. sorry, but a stout with over 100 is really
So
out of style.
We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
You can find these guys year-round in the 22-ounce bottles and on draft in Idaho and Portland, Oregon. Those are the two places you can find it on draft. Nice. An interesting note is Beer Valley is Oregon's easternmost brewery, and the head brewer, Pete Rick, was the southwestern correspondent for the Celebrator, which is a magazine that I love to read. Mm-hmm. And he was also a partner at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. The ingredients in this one is they use 8 different malts and 4 different hop varieties. And that's about as much as I could get out of this one. Mm. It's probably their flagship beer, the Black Flag Imperial Stout. They also have the Leafer Madness, which I've tried before, and it's actually pretty good.
Leafer Madness. Yeah. That's great.
Ratebeer gave this one 94 out of 100. The Beer Advocate users and the Ulstrom Brothers both give it a B+.
And that's right, folks. Only 2 minutes and 30 seconds for Toby to crack open his beer.
I'm so glad you're paying attention.
That is a record.
And I had a lot of information this time, too.
Me and Chris are still sipping on some Double Bastard.
Actually, I'm almost done with mine.
Ye shall know the bastard, and the bastard shall set you free. That's what Stone Brewery says.
That says on the bottle.
In my Black Flag Imperial Stout, which we're trying at this very moment in time on the podcast.
Sorry.
I poured it. It's the opaque. It's got maybe a slight hint of a ruby highlight in there, but it's pretty much black. A nice... tan, real frothy head. Looks very nice.
On the nose,
I pick up a lot of vanilla and good maltiness, like some good kind of cookie bready maltiness. No alcohol.
Cookie bread.
Vanilla.
Maybe a little bit of chocolate.
Cookie bread malt.
Kind of chocolate, a smooth, creamy bread. Chocolate, like a milk chocolate almost. I'm going to dive
chocolate
right into this
cookie
one.
Bread.
Chocolate, cookie, bread, malt. Hops.
Beer Valley.
This is good. A good kind of coffee.
So yeah,
coffee right up front. There's that vanilla there also. A nice
coffee
kind of
front,
really
smooth.
Vanilla
in the back.
A nice smooth texture. Good mouthfeel.
Man, that sounds really good.
It doesn't taste like
11%. Coffee and vanilla and...
Really? Is it smooth? You're not really getting any of
this
that.
This is extremely
warming?
Smooth. In the aftertaste, there's a little bit of astringent bitterness on the sides of the tongue, but up front.
And you're not. I mean, they say that's over 100 IBUs, and you're not getting that.
That's
like, really
in the end,
bitter sort of hop.
Just in the end, that little bit of astringent bitterness comes out, but in the beginning, it's nice and smooth and vanilla, chocolate, some coffee.
That's really impressive.
They must have really bumped up the malt character on it to offset 100 IBUs. Because if they're saying it's 100 IBUs and you're not getting it much at all, or just
it's
on
there.
The tail end of it. No, but if you're just getting it on the tail end of it, then they must have really bumped up that malt character.
Yeah, it's very subtle. It's nice, though. It's got a really nice overall mouthfeel and body of this beer is. I mean, it's kind of light and thin, not too drinkable, but it's just got a really good body. It's nice. I'm actually very impressed. I had this once before, a few months back. Me and Mr. Summers picked up a bottle when I was in L.A., and I don't remember it being this good. I remember liking it, but this is very nice. Food pairing?
The tough questions here on Beer Coasters.
Well, you know, when you go with any kind of these, whenever I go with a stout,
chocolate, these darker lava beers, cake.
Yeah, some sort of dessert.
Chocolate lava cake.
But yeah, something that with maybe something with a, like a chocolate cherry, something
with crushed chocolate covered espresso beans. Because
it does still have a bitterness in the beer.
No, sounded good to me.
Chocolate covered cherry.
I think I'm going to steal yours, Chris. Yeah, chocolate lava cake with some maraschino cherries.
I mean, as you're describing it, that's exactly what I'm picturing. You know?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it. So yeah, Beer Valley, Ontario, Oregon. Their Imperial Stout, the Black Flag. Arrgh. I also like their labels, by the way. They're very simple and very microbrew. It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet of the Week. It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet of the Week, yeah.
Sock Puppet says,
"No, I don't have a drinking problem. There's a rational explanation as to why my boobs smell like beer."
It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet of the Week. It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet. Tweet of the Week, yeah.
From coast to coast.
And now it's time to hit the road with Beer Coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Crazy Dave.
Hey, Beer Coasters, what's going on? So like we talked about a little bit earlier, I brought out each of the Beer Coasters a 2009 Double Bastard. But the cool thing was that Stone was doing some releases from previous years. They released an 05 Double Bastard, an 06, and I think they're doing an 07 in the next coming weeks or so, and an 08 I think they might be doing as well. But they're for growler fills. So we're kind of doing a little bit of experiment because you're supposed to drink your growlers pretty quick after you get them. But I've had this one for a week now. I did a little trick with it. I turned the bottle upside down so that, you know, hopefully nothing can come out the top of the stopper. And then I submerged it in a glass of water, hoping that would kind of help keep anything from coming out or coming in as well.
Yeah, this isn't the typical growler. Usually when you get a growler, it has a screw cap on the top. This actually has a flip plug cap, you know what I mean? Like a flip top.
Grolsch like you see in the style.
Grolsch bottles, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a cork, so...
Cool. While you guys are cracking those open and getting the pour on, I'm going to give out your ratings real quick. So Beer Advocate and Rate Beer don't really break it down by year, but this is probably the highest rated beer that I've seen. The Beer Advocate users give it an A. The Allstrom Brothers give it an A+, and Rate Beer gives it 100. So it's supposed to be very good.
It is a American Strong Ale at 10.5 ABV.
Well, we will be the judges of that.
Oh, no. It's an American Strong Ale. Angle? Strong Angle.
Taking a look at these, they got a little bit different color. The 06 is actually a little bit darker than the 09.
And it looks clearer, too.
A little more, I think, more, a little more red too.
Yeah, it's a little more red in color. It's like a reddish amber, and then the 09 is more of a, I don't know, like a lighter version of that, I guess. But they both seem pretty well carbonated. I mean,
yeah, I'm surprised
keeping that one in the growler. It stayed well carbonated.
Well, let's try this.
We're doing the 09 first?
This is the 06.
Or the 06
first. The 06. Mm.
So there's a good kind of stinky hop on the nose.
Stinky hop. Love me some stinky hops.
A little malty kind of.
Floral, stinky, earthy, stinky citrus.
Earthy, stinky, earthy.
Piney.
Yeah, this
grassy.
Is
a...
There's also kind of a sweetness, almost like a honey.
Mmm, honey.
Yeah. Kind of like a honey tea, earthy hoppiness.
Hey.
What do you think, CD?
Hey, are you still here?
It smells kind of like funky hops.
Funky hops. My favorite.
I'm a little scared. Well, I'm going to try this.
You said it's the 06?
Yeah.
Hopefully you didn't skunk it.
This is the one that you tried to preserve, right? In the growler?
Ooh.
Yeah. Not flat at all.
This is good.
Good?
Good mouthfeel.
Yeah. Tingly.
Yeah, it's got a nice kind of quick little bite to it, and then it sweetens up a little bit. Nice kind of bitter hoppiness up front with a little sweet... malty character in the background, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Makes my mouth feel really nice and smooth, like after a minute.
Dave likes it when his mouth feels nice and smooth.
After a minute.
This is good, man. This is like, I know that the arrogant bastard can be pretty, you know, in your face.
It's pretty mellow.
This is mellow, yeah. This is mellowed out pretty nicely. It's got really good hop character. And it's a little more drinkable than your typical double bastard, I would say.
I think it's a lot more balanced now.
Interesting.
So we're going to step up to the
09 now.
It's funny
that they can double something up and it tastes more balanced. It's pretty crazy.
Well, keep in mind that that's also a 3-year-old beer at this point. I mean, that's...
Yeah, there is something to be said about aging beers. It really can make a difference.
Yep. The 09 is actually... a lot more mellow on the nose. It's real subtle.
Yeah, I'm not getting, right? Is that it? Not getting as much not from the 09 as I am from the 06.
Yeah, you don't really pick up on those hops.
Really?
No, not at all.
Very light.
Not nearly as bushy or
dirty.
Bushy.
Earthy.
It kind of has like a malty sweetness.
And these are both double bastards, huh?
Yeah, with a very light touch of hops on the nose. Dave, what are you tasting?
You know what? There's nowhere near like the level of hops in this one as there is in the 06.
Very interesting.
It's very interesting because hops tend to dissipate
over time. Over time, yeah.
I'm wondering if they're changing their recipe from year to year.
Possible.
They must. It can't be that different without them changing the recipe, and I would think, but never know.
They're similar in taste, you know. They have the same kind of taste, but the 09 seems to be a little thicker, you know. The mouthfeel is a lot thicker and possibly, you know, more oilier. Mm. Not as astringent and dry as the 06. The hops are there.
That's weird. Are you guys sure you're drinking the right ones? Because it sounds like you have them reversed.
The opposite, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, everything dude. That you're saying, I would expect the exact opposite.
Well, I'm going to pour another glass just from this one to make sure.
Would you guys pair this with anything?
Well, for Charlie, I'd definitely have some pretzels.
All right.
First thing that came to mind is a roast beef sandwich with spicy mustard.
Okay. hey, that works.
Onion rings.
Some arrogant double bastard batter onion and rings. Yes.
Those are so good.
They are. They're awesome.
They have these onion rings that they have every year at their anniversary party. They have arrogant bastard, like beer battered onion rings, and they're so good if you get a chance to try them.
I would say that between the two, the 06 is actually a little bit more drinkable than the 09. Just because of that thick, the 09 has that really thick kind of sticky, oily mouthfeel.
Hmm.
So it kind of goes down a little a little slower, I guess. But the 06, man, it's got real good astringent hop character with a nice rounded maltiness, sweet maltiness in the background.
So it has kind of smoothed out.
Awesome. Yeah.
These are very nice. So besides pretzels and the roast beef sandwich, Dave, what would you pair with, besides a snack, would you pair with any kind of food?
Besides a snack, what's wrong with the snack?
Pretzels are food? Nothing's wrong. Hey, dude, I've paired a beer with peanut butter and jelly before, so I'm not...
I'm not talking like the little pretzels that you get like in the supermarket. No, like,
big old barbarian baked pretzels with the mustard.
Yeah, with some thing. Mustard. Some right, yeah. Mustard with the little black thingies in them, you know?
Spicy mustard. Some Dijon.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Anyhow, right. Well, I'm real happy about my little growler trick here. I think it worked pretty well.
And, yeah.
So good lasting for a
cheers.
Week. Cheers. All right, dude. We just got the bird from these guys.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
Backwash, Mike, spit it.
Go.
This backwash comes from Ty from San Diego, California. And it says, did I ever thank you for recommending the Anderson Valley Winter Solstice?
I don't think you did.
I don't think he did. Though I think their oatmeal is my favorite, I did like the winter very much. Shared it with several of my friends, and they bought 6 packs of Winter Solstice from BevMo. There wasn't any summer solstice. I'll keep trying. Thanks again. That's from Ty in San Diego.
Did he really say summer solstice?
No, he said spring. But it's summer.
Cerveza crema.
And that's probably why he couldn't find the spring solstice, because it was summer solstice.
It doesn't exist.
Summer solstice does, though.
No, I know. Spring solstice.
You usually can't find both at the same time. Hence.
Right.
Yes.
Unless one of them's very dusty.
Right. Which is possible.
Which isn't surprising.
Yeah.
Can Who happen. Was it? Mike, was it you that I was talking to? That you were still in San Diego? You could find like the 0808? No, oh, Toby, you were yes. saying he you found, could still find the...
Toby's found some dusty beers before. Yeah.
Yeah.
I found an 07, 07, 07.
Yeah. Which is cool, because that one's meant to age anyway, so, you know, not that big a deal. But... makes me question what other stuff they got sitting on their shelf.
Well, I find stuff now that's from, you know, January of this year.
It would actually be cool for Anderson Valley to come out with a four-season solstice, you know? Come out with a winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good.
Totally.
Winter, spring, summer, and fall. Oh, sorry.
All you get to do is call.
Yep.
Our hotline.
Yeah. Like my...
And that hotline number is... We'll save that for last.
Like my beer for this week was actually bottled in February of 2009, but it actually has a best buy date as
best buy as October beer now. Awesome.
Yes. has a best buy date of October of 2012. So this one's actually meant to age a little bit.
Huh. Did you say 2012?
Wow.
Sounds like the future, man.
That's, dude, the Vertical Epic series, all of them are designed to mature that's in 2012. Right. I can't wait.
Last call?
December 2012.
Last call.
I'm sorry. Is this your show? Because I thought this was my show. I thought this whole time I was doing the show.
Oh, it's Chris's show, bitches.
It's my show, bitches. Last call.
Call.
Sounds like Bill Cosby.
only when you try to do it.
Only when I try to do it. So, last call. This is our segment in our show where we do our pint ratings,
and we
our
say
shout outs, and our general information as to how to contact us, and then say peace out, bitches, because it's time to go to bed.
We got informations.
We got lots of information to put out this week, and we'll start off with Mike and his pipe reading.
Oh, I guess I should open a different page then. And that page would be, okay, and the program guide is in front of my rating notes. I apologize,
Mike,
for not having a giant screen.
Oh. It's only been 31 episodes. Okay, so, you know, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Maybe you'll get the hang of it around an episode. Okay.
When the other beer coasters tell me I can continue with my segment lucky of the podcast, I will continue.
Continue.
Thank you. So, for my pint rating of the Double Bastard, I rate it a 5. 5 pints. Because I rated Arrogant Bastard on our Lost episode, which is the first episode I think we reviewed Arrogant Bastard, and we rated it a 5. And there's no way I cannot give this beer a 5, because this is Double Bastard. This is double the arrogance.
This is like a 10.
This is like, yeah. This is like more than double. 5. This is like 5.
This is like
plus.
If you took the rating of the first one and you doubled it.
This is like Bastards,
10 half pints.
Bastards times 10. 2.
Which would be 10.
Anyway. I give it a 5. 10. It's really just amazingly balanced, really good sweet malt character with the bitterness, and it's just a phenomenal beer. For the Vermonster, it was a palatable barley wine. Not the best barley wine I've had. I would rate this a 3.5. I really did enjoy it, and I am looking forward to trying the other version, the Ridge Runner, to kind of compare and contrast the differences between the two. But that's my ratings. Thank you very much.
Awesome. So, Toby, how are you?
Well, my...
Oh, what do you have? A window behind another window behind another window?
No,
as well,
pause.
There, Toby?
Hold on. Hold
happens.
On.
Yes.
You should do it like me and just make them up as you go.
Oh, you could do that.
Pick it up right here. So, I actually liked...
Toby gave himself... Are you going to do an edit there?
Toby gave himself a little editing cue. That wasn't fair.
Toby gave himself an editing... No, we were making fun of you the whole time. That needs to stay in.
Oh, man.
Oh. All right.
Oh, forget it.
It's all right.
Just go on.
So, for the...
The moment 06, has passed.
It's been a while. How long has it been? It was like 5 episodes ago. So the double bastard 06 I liked much better. 3 episodes.
Toby's man.
Much better than the 09. I gave the 06 4.5. I give the 09 3.5.
Whoa.
You're what?
If comparing the two together, I just thought that the 06 was so much better. It was a lot more mellowed out. It was a lot more palatable than the 09 to me.
You've lost all credit.
This interview is over. That's it. I'm done.
You just pulled the earbuds. For my...
Where's Barbara Walters?
Turn his mic off. Turn his mic off.
For my... Beer Valley Black Flag Imperial Stout, I thought it was very nice. As it warmed up, actually after a few more sips after I had finished drinking earlier on the recording, it got a little hoppier, a little more bitter, which was still nice. So I'm gonna give it a 3.5. It's a good Imperial Stout. It's very nice. Beer Valley Brewing Company.
Beer Valley.
3.5.
Where the Imperial Stouts
sounds like
are very
a great
nice
place.
Ding.
You now have a jingle. Chris! So, for my pint ratings this week...
Double
let me guess.
Bastard.
Stone Brewing Company, Double Bastard.
San Diego County.
Same boat as Mike. I mean, we did the Arrogant Bastard on the first episode that we ever did, and we gave it 5 pints. How you cannot give it five pints.
We're on a boat.
Is just stupid. So I'm giving it five pints. Just a great beer. You know, we talked about how, you know, the Stone and their Arrogant Bastard, you know, they tend to take those IBUs and bump them up and take the hops and bump them up, but then they always manage to bring the malt character up enough to offset it. So
ye shall know the bastard, and the bastard shall set you free.
Absolutely. So the Double Bastard, I'm giving five pints to. For my other tasting flight, the Boulevard Smokestack Series bourbon.
Chris is having the barrel herbal beer.
Quad.
We haven't had the herbal beer show.
No.
I thought you said bourbon.
I hope we never have the herbal beer show.
Bourbon Barrel Quad, the BBQ, part of their Smokestack Series. Santa. I'm going to give it 4.5 pints. It was very, very good. It would maybe have been a little too sour for me.
Which sounds weird because I rated it sour. The hell does that mean?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's a very good beer. It's very well established and yeah. But so 4.5 for me on the Boulevard Smokestack Series Bourbon Barrel Quad Tongue Twister beer.
Just say BBQ.
Yeah, BBQ beer.
BBQ beer. And what's better than BBQ
beer? But I wouldn't
pair
it with barbecue, because I thought about that when I first started talking about it and saw that it was called the BBQ. That's sort of how they shortened it. I was thinking, well, barbecue. Not so much.
No.
For the next part of our last call, we'd go into some individual shout-outs. I'm just going to give a shout-out to the BLVDbeer.com for the Boulevard beer, and then Stone Brew for StoneBrewing.com. You guys got any individual shout-outs you want to throw out there?
Sure. Mike? I will throw out Rock Art Brewery. You got to check out Rock Art Brewery. They are RockArtBrewery.com. They have quite a few beers.
They are rock art.
Lots of videos of the head brewer there, giving you all kinds of information on the beers and what he's gone through with the whole Monster Energy drink legal battle and all that. So check them out.
Also check out BeerValleyBrewing.com, where they've got the Black Flag Imperial Stout. Among some other interesting ones, the Leafer Madness, Imperial Pale Ale. Also, I did mention in my Hot Topics about Full Sail Brewing and their 2010 Brewmasters Reserve lineup. It's at FullSailBrewing.com.
Masters! you can also follow us on Twitter, Beer Coasters Pod, or you can follow us individually. Bitches. Mine is B Coaster Chris.
Oh yeah, I'm Beer Coaster Mike,
and I'm Beer Coaster Toby.
Or you can become a fan of ours on Facebook. Just search for Beer Coasters Podcast, and you can become a fan.
Still drinking after all these years.
It's only been 31 episodes. Individual emails. You can email us at... my email is chris@beercoasterspodcast.com.
I am mike@beercoasterspodcast.com.
And toby@beercoasterspodcast.com.
Cool. Did you know that you could email us backwash? You can email us backwash.
I did. What's that backwash
at? Backwash email address is backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave audio backwash.
That makes total sense. Backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. So that's like the perfect email address to send backwash to.
It is.
Yep. And somebody thought that one out.
Yeah. If you want to leave audio backwash, if you don't feel like
typing and you just feel like babbling on a hotline, we got that for you too. That is 972-914-8502. And we encourage
babble, babble, babble,
drunk dialing.
Babble, 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 babble.
You can drunk dial all you want on the Beer Coasters podcast. I said podcast. All right. You can post your...
Considering,
do you know that you could post your comments directly on the website? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I did know that.
You did. And what website would they be able to post those comments on, Toby?
www.beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also subscribe to Beer Coasters at iTunes. Just search for Beer Coasters in the search bar in iTunes store.
I said bar. Cool.
And check the website on Mondays
search bar.
For next time on Beer Coasters. See what we're drinking next week, and maybe you can join us.
Tell your friends, friends. Thanks for listening.
Support your local brewery. If you drink local, you're drinking fresh. And fresh is always better. Don't drink and drive. You can drink and podcast. We are proof of that.
Absolutely. And if you have any comments, suggestions, favorite beer bar. I just tried one recently. The Ginger Man has opened up in my neck of the woods, and it's very nice.
I finished my Double Bastard.
Trying to go one of those next week.
Cheers to me.
But go ahead and email us or leave us some backwash and let us know what your favorite locations are.
Oh, and New Belgium Brewing Company, if you're listening right now, I need another glass.
Yes.
I broke. Yeah,
he broke his glass. Between segments, he had broken his beloved New Belgium glass. Lee sent him another one. Yeah. Lee's.
So sad.
Yeah, it was nice.
Can we give a shout out to Fort Collins? Do you think that would help?
Fort Collins!
Fort Collins, Colorado!
Too close to Denver, and the Broncos need to lose.
Cheers.
Yeah!
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Chicken such.